Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 170, part 1, Sow in the Wind, Reap Under Clouds. Today is Friday, October 22nd, 2010. And welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. I am your hostess with the mostest, Janine Arnopoulos, and I'm coming to you from spirited North Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. Pastor Paul's mission is the grocery shelf to the state of Minnesota and located in Disciples Ministries, historic Mikra Kodesh Synagogue at 1000 Oliver Avenue in North Minneapolis. If you live anywhere in Minnesota and you are living in a household of two or more, or you are a senior 60 years and older, or disabled with proof, be sure to call us at 612-521-4665 Monday through Friday between 1 and 3 p.m. to register your household for monthly groceries. You can visit us online at www.pastorpaul.org, where you can make a tax-deductible donation to support our urban mission operations. Also, join our online community. At the top of the homepage, you're going to find interactive links to Pastor Paul's blog, Flickr, the podcast, Life Vantage, YouTube, and Twitter. You can leave a comment, ask a question, make a suggestion, or give a testimony at Pastor Paul's blog. There you're going to find scripture links within the messages. You can also email me, janine@pastorpaul.org. Join us every Friday for part one and every Sunday for part two of Pastor Paul's weekly podcast. For the month of October, these are the following messages: God's peace, wonderful peace; Jesus trusted in God to deliver, can we; live life earnestly; sow in the wind, reap under clouds; and made willing. So have a great month of October. We'll see you back here every week, both Friday and Sunday. God bless you.
Sow in the wind and reap under clouds. And today, let's look in Ecclesiastes 11 and 4. And he that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. Well, it looks kind of rainy today. Maybe we shouldn't do anything for the Lord. Maybe we shouldn't sow today. It looks a little bit stormy out there, and golly, I don't want to get caught out in the rain, you know, and I'll give a call to some other people, and I'll tell them to take it easy too, because we don't want to do anything. It looks like this situation is too heavy, it's too rainy. And look at those cloudy trials over there. My word. We can't bring any kind of harvest in today. Why, it might rain on it. It might ruin some of the harvest. And so let's just sit back. And so today, before we start, let's get a little background from verses 1 and 3 in Ecclesiastes 11. Verse 1, cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. What's that saying? Stop hoarding. Because you know if you start hoarding, your bread is going to mold. Cast it upon the waters, scatter it abroad, give it to the unworthy men if you have to, but give it away. So many times you'll see people worrying about who's going to get what. And rather than give it to anybody, they'll just let it rot. And that's where we come in. We'll go to the stores and the highways and byways and truck stops and whatever, and we'll go out and get that. We won't worry who we're giving it to. We'll just give it to. And that way we'll get out somewhere. We won't be hoarding it. Cast it, in other words, upon the Nile, and when the water goes down, the corn will come up. In verse 2, give a portion to seven, and it says even go beyond that, even eight. Give more than you can afford. Help someone who is doubtful. Give a good and a fair portion. Sometimes I go around town, I look at the bags that are given out, and might be a can of corn in there and maybe a half of a box of crackers or something like that. That's not a good portion. No. Our Savior went beyond Solomon, for he said like this, give to every man that asketh of thee. Anybody that comes and asks you, give to them. Verse 2, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon earth. You may need help yourself someday. Say amen. So be generous with your mercy. Be generous. Now, the Bible tells you, I'm going to be merciful to those that show mercy. And be generous with your forgiving, and be generous with your giving, because you may need help someday yourself. And in the end, it's going to look like sometimes no one's going to help you, but God is always there. Verse 3, if the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. Sometimes the fuller men get, the harder they get. But clouds are only full that they may empty themselves. Blessed be the steward of God who gets that he may give away. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth, the Bible says. And verse 3 then goes on, and if a tree fall forward, the south or to the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. Maybe something's gone down in your life. Maybe it's fallen over that way. Well, that's the way the ball bounces, the world says. And you have to go on. You say, okay, the tree falls the way it's inclined. But when it has fallen there, it must be there, and that's where you're at right now. God grant us listening right now that it fall the right way. When the axe chops death down upon us, which way are we inclined to fall? Now, there is a lot of people right now. Which way are you inclined? A lot of people that are seeking a way to go. Which way are you inclined to fall? Which way are you inclined to go? A word here to the rebels outside the church bodies. And I've been asked what to do and what I think about controlling spirits. Well, I think sometimes that people over worry about controlling spirits are uncontrollable. I've even been accused of that. I know all preachers are. Probably you are in your home. But usually the people that worry about that are the ones that are uncontrollable. Check out their church body attendance for the last 10 years since they've been saved. Where have they been? They've been all over. And they are people that come out from underneath authority. They cannot stand to be under the authority for more than a few months. And how is their serving? Are they earnest? When you came to church this morning, were you earnest? Were you earnestly came to hear something? Did you earnestly think that you were going to hear something? Are you earnest in your walk? But anyway, they will always fall under Ecclesiastes 11 and 4, our text for today. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. They always find an excuse for not sowing. And they always find an excuse for not reaping. Well, sow when the time comes, whatever the wind blows. Reap when the time comes, whatever clouds are in the sky. However, we are not to discard prudence in the choice of times. You don't go out in the rain and do everything. To everything, I know there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. We do not We don't go out in a windstorm or out in the out into a blizzard and so on the ice. No, we don't do that. That's not wise. When you have a good chance at getting it in dry, but I'm saying about a lot of times we use excuses. Well, I don't think I'll do this job today. It looks like there's going to be a little bit of rain out there. Today I'm going over and I'm moving out of this warehouse over there. But, oh, golly, it looks like it's going to rain out. That hasn't got nothing to do with it. What I have to do today is be earnest in what I'm doing, and I have to go over there and I have to move out of that warehouse. Why? Because there's a time element involved. God says, now is the time. And now is the time for salvation. And now is the time to get busy. And stop worrying and stop complaining and stop getting into this self-pity. Move on. Now is the time. Are you hearing this? But see, here Solomon here is pushing the other side of the story, the other side of the matter. Here he has seen prudence turn into idleness. A lot of times people say, I'm prudent, I'm wise. But they're idle. And he saw people wait for a more convenient season that never came. I have friends that have waited for a more convenient season. More convenient season to do this. More convenient season to paint the house and the boards rot and fall off of the thing. A more convenient season to fix the car and it's over in a junkyard right now. Every time they go by Walensky's, the magnets are activated. They want it so bad. A more convenient season. Oh, ho, ho. See, he observed the sluggers making excuses, which didn't hold water. So he came out with a blunt word. Don't worry about these exceptions to the rule. They're going to be there. He generalizes in order to make the truth more forceful. And he comes out boldly. And I think we need to come out boldly with our message. And take no notice of the wind and no notice of the clouds. And go on with the work, whatever happens. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. Oh, there's going to be natural difficulties out there. My God, I got them in my life. Half of you know it already. Say amen, somebody. But you got to go on with the thing, don't you? You got to go on with the job that God has given you. But note here first that in any work that hinders man, there is a labor to be done right now, and it will not hinder us if we'll go ahead with the thing. Right now, I'm facing a very traumatic time in my life. And I might as well tell you all that are sitting in here today, you half of you know it already right now, I have been called to the north side. I have a harvest to take in. My wife isn't with me right now. What do you think of that? You don't think much of it? Well, neither do I. But God has given me a job to do. And I'll tell you right now, there's sorrow that comes with this. There's a trial that arises out of being a preacher down on the north side down here. There's temptations connected to it. But if I think too much of these things, oh, there's no calling that with me. There's no success in my calling. If right now I am to lie down and to die in the middle of this huge work, where would I find any peace? Are you hearing this? Getting kind of quiet in here. Going to have to minister some things maybe that I don't want to. But oh, preacher, if you're listening to me today, my God, if God has called you to work, you better get on with that work. And oh, don't look around at each other. My God, that's a time to go forward with a message. And are you hearing this? How many are hearing this message? Oh, Pastor Paul, I have never heard such a message. I'll tell you, sisters and brothers, in the end times, we are going to face things that we don't want to face. There's going to be sorrow in our lives. There's going to be clouds out there. There's going to be storms out there. There's going to be all kinds of things. Oh, my God, how you wish. Oh, how'd I ever get in this mess? How'd I ever get in? You ever wish that, preacher? Did you ever wish that when you got into some place where there's a whole lot of people on your case? Have you ever wished that, sister? My God, let's move to California and get out of here. Put your hand up if that's the truth. Put them both up. No, these two right here. Put them up. You kids, put your hands up. You ever hear your parents talk like that? Put them up. Well, see, I'm already called for a job. So are you. What are you going to do about it? The first cloud that comes up, are you going to say, oh, it's kind of cloudy out there. Oh, it's kind of rainy out there. Oh, this situation over here. No, 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 no. You have got to go on with what God has told you to do. All right. My God, bury your soul. Whew. Say amen, somebody. Oh, be real. Preacher called me and he says, hey, my daughter's pregnant. What do you think I should do? Think we should have an abortion? Think she should move to California? I says, no, let her have the baby. You aren't going to be able to hide it. It's going to take course. She's going to get big. You understand? What do you want to do, hide? Hey, what do you want to do, hide? And another preacher called me, brother, I'm in the throes of a divorce. What am I going to do? Well, I says, I don't know. Pray to God what you're going to do. But I'll tell you one thing. You better get out there and keep sowing, brother. That's no excuse for not sowing. I started to look at the farmers out there. They may have a crop of hay that they can't get in. But they don't get it. Did they sit around for 7 years and fret about it? See, their calling is surrounded by constant trouble. They can lose it all at any moment. Oh, my preacher, you don't get puffed up. You can lose the whole thing in a minute. One word from one sister or one brother, man, they can lay you down and bury you. But does that have anything to do with you sowing and reaping? My God, no, it does not. Are you hearing this message today? No, persevere and go on. Now, getting you fearful sitting back there? Maybe you didn't want to go on. I don't know. Maybe I'll be an encouragement. Maybe I'm in more trouble than you are. I don't even know if you're in trouble. But if you're preaching and you're preaching the Word of God, you're going to have trouble. Oh, but the farmer says, the worms and the mildew and the birds may get it. And the seed, it could float away under a clot someplace. Or a storm could ruin me. Oh, what if a sailor wouldn't go out because it might be stormy? Think about that. How about a hardware store? I was up here at the hardware store, and the guy says, I think I overordered. I've got too much stuff. Look at all the inventory I got. And nowadays, everybody is inventory conscious. They got too much. Did you ever notice when you go into the store, they got a little bags of screws? You want six, and there's five in the bag? You want five nuts, and there's four to go with the five? And you want the washers, and there's three to go with the four and the five, so you got three washers, and four nuts, and five screws. Why? Everybody's afraid they'll overorder instead of just stocking the shelves and trusting God. Brother, what are you going to do with all these potatoes and all this meat? I said, I'm going to move it. And what are you going to do if God sends you this? And God, I said, I'm not going to worry about what God's going to send me. I'm going to trust the Lord to have me the people to give it away. Hallelujah. And how about the baker up here? Oh, the baker says, I don't want to overbake. So he makes up six little rolls and two cakes. And a couple of little muffins. Because he's afraid that he might lose. No, you got to go ahead and you got to trust. And you might have to give some of that stuff away. How about the cafe that just has one special? No, you got to have food. I don't care if you have to throw half of it away. You got to be prepared. And that's what the Church of Jesus Christ needs, is to be prepared. And right now I'm preparing myself for a battle, my God, and I don't care who gets in the way. God is my author and God is my finisher, and that's what we're going to do down here. We are going to go on and we're going to be realistic. Say amen, somebody, and that's the way it's got to be. What, you mad, preacher? Yep. I think we ought to get a little bit mad. Say amen, somebody. Well, how do you shut the mouth of the enemy? You agree with them. Say you're right. How many heard that one? You're right. Now I'm talking to the radio audiences right now. You are right. But that still doesn't slow me down from doing the job that God has called me to do. And I thought to myself, what will any tradesman do if he is worrying about competition or the difficulties of his trade? Will there be any profit left? He that regards the rise and fall of prices, I think, is too timid. I think a lot of times there's a lot of fear where there need to be no fear. Are you hearing this? Hey, if you don't sow, you're not going to reap. If you lay right down right now because of a condition in your life, are you ever going to reap anything? Have you ever had a situation in your life where you thought, my God, this is a horrible situation. How will I ever get out of this? You know how you get out of it? A guy called me the other day and he says, you know something? I'm down. He says, how do I get out of this? I says, you get up. And here you are with a great big bag of seed. Are you going to sow it? You're going to leave it in the barn. How did you get out of these situations in your life? By going on. How did you get out of situations in your life? By going on. And you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you on the radio. How did you make it? By going on. By keeping on, a keeping on. And it takes a little bit of guts, and it takes a little bit of courage, and it takes a little bit of being earnest, but my God, if you don't do it, you are a phony. Getting kind of quiet in here. But all I'm doing is preaching the truth. My God, that's all I can do is preach the truth. You know, it says the Bible, preach the truth, and the truth will set you free. How many are hearing this message today? Come on. Come on, preachers and people, you're going to be putting up with things that are hellish, but you have to go on. Pastor Paul, what are you going to do? Oh, God, what are you going to do? Oh, go on. Bring on the potatoes. Bring on the tomatoes. Get out of here. Go on with that junk. Get out. Oh, bring this on. Shut up. Get out of here. Come on. Huh? Don't regard those cloudy people. Don't regard those rain clouds that float in. Don't regard those windy mouth people. Keep going on. What's that got to do with it? What if a soldier said, oh, golly, pack up your troubles in your old kit bag. I'm not going to fight today. There's a rain cloud out there. Huh? Hey, you get yourself in a foxhole and it fills up with water, you better keep your gun above the water. Say amen, somebody. How many hearing this? Maybe you don't want to hear it. Maybe I don't want to preach it. It ain't got nothing to do with it. And do you imagine that in the sowing, the good seed of the kingdom of God is any less than a business? Do you think that the road to heaven will always be smooth? It is not. It is not always smooth. Do you think it will have no clouds, no storms, just smooth sailing? Well, maybe somebody will try to plant potatoes or plant soybeans in your cornfield. Maybe the ministries won't mix. Say amen, somebody. How many are hearing this message today? Do you think that in your heavenly trading you will have less trials than earthly businessmen? Oh, how mistaken that many are. You will not be likely to enter into heavenly calling if you do nothing else but unduly consider the difficulties that surround you. There are difficulties that surround you, preacher. Solomon says, cast thy bread upon the waters, give a portion to seven, also eight, and so on. And it means anyone who occupies his mind with unduly the difficulties connected with liberality will do nothing in that line. I cannot concern myself with my problems. I cannot concern myself with the problems of this earth and be unduly concerned about them. I have to be concerned with the things of the kingdom of God, no matter what it looks like to the natural mind, because that was what God has called me to do, and I'm going to be earnest in what I'm doing, see? Say amen, somebody. And you, preacher, might end up with 11 out far away on a hill looking at you through binoculars, but I'll tell you something, you better get busy with what God has called you to do and stop looking at the rain clouds. Whew. Oh, I've had people ask me, do you think people really deserve the food that you're giving out down here? I said, well, what do you mean do they deserve it? Why are you concerned about that? You know what? I am concerned that you're concerned about such an idiotic thing. And with that, I'll just have to tell you good day, because I haven't got time for this kind of a conversation. Oh, I had a fellow come in the other day, and he says, I've been asked to give to a missionary work, but how will I be sure that it will do any good? How will I be sure that people over in Africa will be converted? And they're starving over there. Skin and bones. If you will not sow, brother, I says, you will not reap. If you give up because the weather looks bad, you'll never start. Some weeks when I start my work, and it looks kind of dark out there, and the situation looks kind of bad out there. You know what I mean? The stormy mouths and the cloudy people, whatever. And I look out there, I think, my God, how am I going to go on the next week? You know what? The minute that I take a step forward and I go on for the next week, I get so excited about that week. I haven't got time for storm clouds. And I haven't got time for rainy times and to worry about things. Are you hearing this? Oh, this is a good message for people, too. Because, see, they got things in their lives, and they think, oh, God, I just cannot go on. How many have thought that in your life? I can't go on another day. Oh, God, I can't go on another day. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Did you hear that, radio audience? Yes, you will. Let me encourage you. Yes, you will. Get up off it. Get that look off of your face. Stop being down. Get up. Get it off your face. Stop considering your storm cloud situation. Get up. I hope that my life be an encouragement to people to keep on a keeping on no matter what it looks like. And you know what? Maybe the testimony about me will be that, God, he dared to trust God, and look where it got him. Look at the cross he has to bear. He trusted God. I hope that people do say that about me. How many want God to say, people to say that about you? He trusted God. They mean it in a negative sense. But what they mean to be negative is positive to me. Listen, there's never something started that people do not object to it. Say amen, son. There is always somebody objecting to what you're going to do. Right? If you start to do something, there's going to be somebody. Now, let's say you start an enterprise. There's somebody's going to be objecting to it, honey. There's going to be somebody, oh, I don't know if you should do that or not. And I don't think that, well, have you considered the cost? And there'll be always somebody that's going to object to you doing a work. Does that have anything to do with you doing the work? I don't think so. A lot of times I had friends when I was growing up, my folks would tell me to do something and my friends would object to it. I wouldn't do that. I'd tell my folks to go jump. Does that have anything to do with it? When your Heavenly Father tells you to do something and people object, Pastor Paul, I don't know. If I were you, I would move. I would just, you know, I mean, it's hard down there in the north side. I mean, and this is since I've been down here. This is what I've heard. I mean, hey, why put up with it? I mean, there's no money down there. There's no man. And they go on and on and on. They object to it. That hasn't got nothing to do with serving God. Did you find that out? That when you start a work, there's always people that object to what you're doing. You haven't? You have? What's that got to do with you doing the job? Nothing. I object. Overruled. Ooh, are you hearing this? Jesus was always criticized. Fault finders are plentiful. Sidewalk superintendents. What says Frankie Faultface? You ever ran into Frankie Faultface? I heard the management is not what it should be. No, you got to trust people. even some fault finders, even some wait and seers, even the people that say, I want to see, before you start this, I want the weather forecast for the next 10 years. There are people who want to know what's going to happen up the line. Did you know that? I can only say to societies and agencies and missions of all kinds, he that observeth the wind shall not reap. But I remember a crop failure back then. I remember the same thing was tried. What's that got to do with it? Stop wanting the weather forecast for the next 10 years, I said, in advance. Now, if that's what you're doing, looking for the imperfections and looking for the difficulties, the end will be you will do nothing at all. Take it from me. If I was to look at all of the difficulties that I have encountered in the 7+ years that I have been down here, I wouldn't even be here. Say amen, somebody. I would not even be here. I am so glad that I didn't get into that. And all you preachers, when you finally realize the full depravity of man. Now listen, preachers. No, okay, you're a preacher. Have you come to know that man is wicked above all things? Have you come to know the depravity of man?
Well, I sure have. There's no use preaching. They don't listen. They don't listen at all.
What's that got to do with sowing the seed? Nothing. It's the foolishness of the gospel that got him saved. And so if God wants you to be foolish and be called foolish preaching the gospel, then preach it. And dare to look foolish. Now I dare say, as I go on in my ministry, I'm going to look foolish. Well, the Bible says, be a fool for Christ's sake. Go on. Be realistic. Deal with today. Yesterday we were talking about the Holocaust. Well, we know it's coming, but there's a Holocaust happening right now today. Today I am facing in my ministry the beginning of an end. But praise God, it's at an end. Say amen, somebody, so that it's the beginning of the end so I can get on and I can move ahead with what God has showed me. And you're all going to have to come to that realization. Everyone sitting here, everybody listening on the radio or to them tapes, you're going to have to come to a realization. There's a beginning to the end. Say amen, somebody. We are in the beginning of the end right now. Why not put an end to what's going on and get into the beginning of a new end, of a new age, of the end age? How many are going to go out and sow when you leave here? God starts sowing. The sooner you start sowing, the sooner you're going to reap. Yeah? That's the way it is. Oh, hey, preachers, be bold. Don't worry about the opinions of people. I don't know. I don't know if that old tractor will make it up the lane up there. I don't know. You might run out of gas up there, huh? That's like when they raised Lazarus up out of the grave. Some seem to say, go see whether Lazarus has any kind of feeling of his condition in the grave. Because, see, I don't want to be embarrassed. And so they go whisper in Lazarus' ear, Lazarus, are you really going to raise up? See, it doesn't depend on Lazarus, it depends on God. And my ministry doesn't depend on anything that might be dead, it depends on God to raise it up. Preacher, are you hearing this? Say amen, somebody. Oh, you look at some of the people that come to the mission, you say, my God, what can we do with this person? And here the guy comes stumbling in, he's walking from one side to the other. He's got spit running down his mouth, you know. He's swearing and cussing and swinging at you, you know. Well, God, what can we do with this man? You ain't going to do nothing with him. Kind word turneth away wrath. Set him down. Give him something to eat. Tell him to shut up. But don't disregard him altogether. Say amen, somebody. Slap him on his head if need be, but don't turn him out. Kick him in the seat of the pants if you have to, but don't turn him out. Let's be realistic, folks. Oh, but what are we going to do with these people? Here's a woman, Lord, and she's got seven kids with seven different guys. What's that got to do with it? Not one single solitary thing. These are little people. This is a woman over here. These are the little people. What are you going to do with it right now? Let's be realistic. Oh, but we could never trust her to teach Sunday school because she would contaminate the whole system, and we can't have her see. This is a, she's never been married, and this one's been married three or four times. We can't trust, oh God, no, they can be saved, but they can't be used. And that's what we're facing down here on the north side. I mean, I'm just being realistic here. Hey, but you know, when you're realistic, you don't look too religious. If you haven't got that real long, skinny nail, that legal nail out there. Thus saith the Lord! Huh? And scare people right out of their seats, then you haven't got it. Well, I'm just preaching what I know. Say amen, somebody. Everybody sitting in here is a sinner saved by grace. You can't be saved any other way. And when you get to heaven, if you ain't a sinner, you won't make it in.